You are on the air live.
All right. And Chad Nordlum here. Chad, you went around the whole race trail.
Yes, I did. It was a really good time. We worked hard. We're doing a lot of things. But it was interesting to watch the race. Watching it, I thought, you know, I really should have gone around this whole trail with the snow machine before I tried to run it years back. That's very helpful to learn the strategies and what everybody's doing. So it was really a learning experience, even though I don't run dogs anymore.
Remind us what year you did run that race.
I ran that in 2004 with a good dog team. I ended up lost and having been too far behind, but it was a learning experience too. But this race, you know, the early leader was Ken Anderson. He led into Norvik and Kayana and all the way up to Ambler. After that, it was kind of changing hands. I believe Ken led all the way up to Kobuk and then back down to Ambler. He was just barely ahead of Pete when they made it back down to Ambler after doing the loop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's where Pete took the lead. He was the first one out of Ambler the second time, too, heading towards Sutterwick. That's where the tables turn. That's where he took the lead. And, you know, Pete's dogs looked really good the whole way around. I spoke to Louis Ambrose, who's raced with Pete before, and he says he's a really smart racer. He usually starts slow and kind of towards the end of the race, he starts just passing people. You know, he just kind of got that consistency when other people start slowing down. But this race, I thought he was pretty close to the front. But then when he got that lead, he just never gave it up. So.
And he was well into the portage. Just I forget when he entered the portage, but we have reports that he's a few miles out, maybe.
Yeah, he should be just a few miles out. He's probably trying to find his way in the fog, kind of like we are too. But. We heard he was 6 miles out 4 minutes ago or something like that.
That would be pretty quick. In the meantime, there's a lot of interesting people down here at the finish line. I see Louis Nelson over there talking to Sheldon Kachetag. Right here in front of us is Alex DeMarvin, our new Arctic Sounder reporter for the region, waving. Maybe we can get him to say hi in a minute. Liz Moore is over there talking to race marshal Larry Westlake. And is that Tracy Aker with them?
Tracy, yes. That's Tracy and Liz Moore, our official timekeeper. So they're all having a conference over there. Speaking of Tracy, Chuck's in the race, and he has had an amazing race. I mean, he was up there right in the lead, second place, I think, a lot of the way. He took the lead shortly outside of Ambler, but he actually led into Kobuk, where he took 2 hours of rest, and nobody else rested up there. So that was kind of part of his strategy, just to switch things up. He never regained the lead after that, though, so I don't know how that played out. But he's really hung on and done pretty well. He's, I believe he's in third place, maybe fourth. I haven't seen the spot tracker recently with him, but I know that John's handler, Cynthia, had caught him or was very near him. So, and she was moving good. I passed him this morning outside of Norvik. She was moving very well, passing.
Boy, it's fast.
What's that girl's husband? John Schandelmeier.
Schandelmeier,
yes, our surprise entrance at the last minute. I can't remember his name because I wasn't studying up on it. But John's been running dogs forever.
He's a veteran.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. And again, this is Chad Nordlum running on about 1 hour of sleep for the last few days. This is right now down here at the finish line with the Kobuk 440. We just saw Jimmy Ebuck go by. He's taking pictures of Larry Westlake. I see Ed McCoffin over there. Long time sprint racing history around here. Lots of people down at the finish line in the fog.
Yeah, John, before the race, John Schandelmeier and I were talking. He ran the Nome de Kotzebue race in 1987 with my dad. The Nome Kennel Club, along with the Kotzebue Kennel Club, put that race on. And that was the last time he was up here in Kotzebue racing dogs.
That's been a while.
Yeah, been a while.
You know, John Schandelmeier actually signed up, or he was thinking about doing that Hope race that went from Nome across to Russia that Kate Persons did for a number of years, but he didn't quite end up doing that one.
And having the opportunity to meet him here and talk to him, he's a pretty interesting guy. You know, and him and Chuck are really, really, you know, put it out there for the old guys. They're really both having really great races, I think, and surprising. They're both kind of wild cards because they haven't had a lot of great races. Yep, I see a dog team. coming out of the fog. There is our man, Pete Kaiser.
We're going to count the time when he comes. All right. Duck team in sight. Duck team in sight.
Pete Kaiser, 23-year-old, from Bethel, Alaska.
Just a kid, and we heard his dad is here, Myron Angstman is here, and Andy, the other musher from Bethel. They all came here.
They all came here, and he was actually eighth in the Iditarod this year. Great showing in a second run. I mean, that's really exceptional. So, not a big surprise he's here in the lead. He's had a very good run. Takes good care of his dogs, which is awesome.
He said his dogs were looking really good up there in Ambler in the heat of the day.
Yeah. They looked strong at every stop. They were raring to go in Ambler. They were not ready to stop, you know. They just kept going and going. They looked very consistent. A bunch of good trotters on that team. Got a couple of, one of his leaders is loping in, the other is trotting.
They look really good right now coming into the sheet, into the chute.
Thanks, Pete.
And good morning, another spectator this morning. Hi, John Baker. Do you have any comments about the race so far at Pete's win?
Good morning. It was a beautiful race. Pete did a wonderful job. I really enjoyed watching him, and he's a very deserving champion this year.
Thank you very much. John Baker here with his daughter to see the finish of the Kobuk 440. John, you were the winner the last 2 years anyway. How many years did you win the 440?
I don't know. I know I won it last year.
So
I can just be thankful for that, for sure.
All right, thank you very much. And we're looking for Cindy Brand in here pretty soon. Maybe in third place. We'll see if we can get a word with Liz Moore here, and there's Dean Westlake and Jim Evok and Chad. What can you tell us, Liz, about his time?
Okay, well, he completed his times, and he did a smooth run in. Let's see here. His official time was 9:50 in the Costa View. And just to let people know, Dempsey Wish just pulled into Selowik also, so he has made it into Selowik and will probably be staying there. But he completed his rest time, so he can leave whenever he wants to on his way back.
All right, Dempsey Wood, is he a red lantern right now?
Looks like he may be, but it depends on the other mushers who are still hanging out there.
At the moment.
Yes,
yeah.
At the moment.
All right, and who are we expecting next?
It's Ken Anderson next, and then probably Chuck Schaefer and Cynthia Brand. So, and John is also with them.
Those three are not running together.
Yes.
And Delaware.
I'm most terrified to say his name.
I won't lie.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zoya.
Mr. Zoya.
Yeah,
Mr. Zoya. Exactly. Any ETA for Ken? How soon we might see him here?
You know, I've been down here and I haven't been able to look at our times, but, you know, he's not that far behind Pete, so we'll see. We'll probably see him pretty soon. And I also know that some people might be wondering. They know that Ed is safe and he's doing fine for now. So that was our scratch musher.
Ed Hoskins, this morning I was talking to, I forget if it was Larry Westlake or Mark Nordman, and they said he was running his dogs back, and he was going the Selowik way from Ambler, and he said that his dogs were doing good and that Ed was happy and that it sounded like all was fine there.
That's good.
We're glad he's at least enjoying some of his run despite the scratch. You know, we appreciate that he came out. We appreciate that everybody came out. And, you know, we really encourage people to take a look at our sponsor page for everybody that provided funding for our purse this year. You know, we were worried that we weren't going to have a race this year with a purse. And Nana came out, and all kinds of sponsors came out, and we just really appreciate that. So please do visit our sponsors page.
Thank you, Liz Moore. Pete and his dad are lining up, posing for pictures. The sun's really coming out, the fog's clearing. You can immediately see the barge at Crowley now, if not Lockhart Point. So the weather's really clearing up.
Want a hat?
What do you think, Chad?
Yeah, I think Liz is right. Ken isn't too far behind. I would expect him within half an hour for sure. Maybe even 15 minutes. He's moving pretty good as well. He's known as a real good finisher, a fast finisher, and I know he's working hard to catch a peak up here. So,
All right. So what? About 20 minutes behind?
Yeah.
All right. Pete Kaiser in at 9:50. And the finish line is down in front of Lions Club. There's a lot of people here. It's warm. It's not windy. The sun is coming through the fog. And second rusher is expected to be in maybe, what do you guess, maybe 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 to 15 probably.
Maybe we'll give it back to you guys for a few minutes. And thank you very much.
All right. That was Larry Westlake, race marshal, and Susan down there on the ice. Sounds like we also had Liz there. Boy, thanks, everybody, for all your hard work over there. You guys are sounding great. Real clear connection, too, so that's great. Just a quick reminder that if you bring your kids down there, they've got a chance to win an Easter basket. So you might head on down there. It's pretty neat. We know it's a little foggy, but it's nice. Susan,
well,
thank you so much.
Thanks, Carol. Back to you in a little bit. We'll call again in a minute.
Lately, I've been feeling kind of